Memoirs Notebook for August 20th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2025. Well, I just plain forgot to record last night. Some little part of me wants to blame jet lag, but I've been here 4 days now. Well, that would have been 3 days yesterday, but I don't know if my sleep schedule has adjusted yet or not. Still feel like I'm not getting enough sleep at night. And anyway, I had a shoot yesterday and another shoot. Not much else going on in between because I'm still checking my email, not every hour at least, but just trying to make sure nothing else is sneaking up on me at the office while I'm away. I know I still have at least 3 new things on my to-do list that I'm supposed to get done by tomorrow, maybe. Really don't have anyone that can do last-minute questions. I do have some help at the office. I'm not sure if I mentioned that before. We have some drafting support that are based overseas. I give them some markups, and they take care of the markups. But right now, because I had a big push to get a project out the door before I went on vacation, they're now kind of scattered and doing other little projects, or at least well, they do have work to do. It's just they're not all working on the same project anymore. And I'm finding little things that come up. Also, I don't know if I should call them little things. They're things that would take me at least a couple hours. Probably will still take me to do if they don't do it right. Yeah, this is why it doesn't feel like vacation yet for me. I'm still worrying about work. And I only have 2 meetings tomorrow, another meeting on Friday. Oh boy. So tell me when the vacation is really supposed to start again. Let's see. So maybe dinner. Yesterday, where did I go yesterday? I think I went for some Japanese curry place in that Shanghai Plaza in Vegas. I think I mentioned it on my first or second day here. I went to not exactly a shopping mall, but kind of like one open air, what you call shopping center. A lot of it is restaurants. This time I just wandered around until I found something that looked interesting. Kind of reminded me of the curry house back home in Honolulu. Although this one, yeah, they are a little bit more upscale in their kind of curry. At least the curry itself still tastes about the same, except it's blander, or at least they only have a mild version. I didn't see what I'm used to seeing on curry places when they have a heat scale in the menu. This one, I think they all made it. They only come in mild, and they have a bottle of curry powder at the table. You can add your own to increase the spice level. So I guess that's kind of a compromise, although, I don't know. I've tried spicy ramen before, and I just know that the really good spicy ramen doesn't come from just adding peppers at the table. I do think they do something special to the sauce when they want it to be spicy. But anyway, I had shrimp tempura curry. And, oh yeah, that's another interesting topping. I've never seen, at least not in Hawaii, furikake as a free topping at the dinner table, or the where you self-serve. Normally, furikake, it's something you sprinkle on rice made out of dried seaweed, sesame seeds, and maybe a couple other seasonings. But it's a little expensive to be a free giveaway, at least in Hawaii, where everybody would empty half the bottle. Excuse me. Yeah, furikake. Back home, it's a little pricey to give away for free because people like it so much that they'd empty half the bottle and leave nothing for the next guy. But over here, yeah, that was kind of nice to see at the table. So I didn't empty half the bottle, but I did cover all the rice on my plate with it. It was a nice little perk. Anyway, let's see, maybe I'll have something more interesting to talk about tomorrow.